Welcome, friends, to the Christian O'Connell Show podcast.
I took my 17-year-old daughter out for a drive-in lesson yesterday. We're building up her hours. She's about 48 hours. Hits 18 in November, so we've got quite a lot of mileage and hours to go in the next couple of months. It's like she's worked out the sums of like how much is. It's like every evening I'm... It feels to be like, where's your mum is at home? Why is it me? We're out in this car together now going on some random drive somewhere. She needs to be up the night hours as well.
By the time you finish with her, the driverless cars will be here. The engineers will be done with the tests.
We're actually driving into the future. I mean, it's not like Back to the Future. We're driving into the future. Anyway, yesterday I was boring her saying, you don't know, it's much easier for you to learn how to drive a car now because of automatic cars. Mm-hmm. I learn, I don't know if you did, Patsy, but with a proper stick.
Manual, absolutely.
Yeah. Don't you think that makes it better drivers?
Yeah, it does. Because
you understand the car and the coordination has to be a lot more actively involved in driving the car.
Totally. Remember how many times you would like kangaroo jump it when you were learning?
I've never driven a manual.
Haven't you?
No. I got the little A on my license that says automatic.
You've got to have a special manual license, which I have.
Oh, wow. And it was the whole thing about learning when you had a manual on that was the sort of, what do they call it, the bite point?
Oh.
You know, when you can start the car and it can be on a hill between that little point.
Handbrake start.
That's the other thing as well that cars you don't need to worry about now is the handbrake. There'll be so many people right now who have come out of the time of manual cars where if you didn't put that handbrake on, there wasn't any... cars years ago, it's only not that many years ago, didn't have all these alarms, dings and whistles letting you know that you're a human idiot. Right? That's what they do, don't they? Go, hey, human idiots! Human
hello,
idiot!
Have you forgotten something?
No handbrake! So this car's going to start rolling in a minute. There'll be so many stories this morning of people who didn't put the handbrake on and a car just suddenly starts slowly moving of its own accord.
I remember my dad come pick me up from basketball training one time and we got out the front and he goes, where's the car? Where's the car? And then as he's looking around with a dumbfounded look on his face, a guy walking his dog said, if you're looking for a car, there's a weirdly parked one at the end of the street and it had rolling slowly all the way down the street and come to rest against a tree.
It's
not,
so
not
lucky.
Even an accident, just so sitting at the end of the street.
Yeah. I remember years ago in the 90s being sat in London by the River Thames and it was like a massive pub garden. It was a Sunday afternoon. It was packed during the summer and there was like a jetty and a load of people because there was like no parking. And just parked at the top of the jetty. Suddenly, my mate and I were chatting. We just saw quite slowly a car roll down the jetty like a boat would and just go into the Thames and then slowly submerge. And some guy come running out in shorts and thongs. Very hard to run quickly in thongs as well. Out there they go and just was like swearing, going, my car! And then just a series of Fs as the car just went.
What do? You got no options.
You can't cut the RACV submersible division. Your car's now flowing off to France or somewhere.
Hey, guys, help me push it out. Come on. Three or four of us should be able to do it.
Caitlin, our producer, you got a story about handbrake.
Yeah, so when I was about 5 years old, it was soccer morning, so we were heading off to soccer with my two older brothers. They were in the car and I was coming out of the house, right? And I was going up the driveway, which was a very, very steep driveway.
Oh, no.
Anyway, as I'm walking up, I look up and the car is coming towards me and the car only has my two brothers in it.
Uh-huh.
And at the age of five, obviously very intelligent, I was like, that's not right. So I turned around, ran down into the house and the car came crashing down. Mm. My brother had tried to get into the back seat of the car and had
just enjoyed the ride.
He had knocked in the process of that. He had knocked the handbrake off.
Oh, my God.
And so it started rolling down the hill and my older brother jumped into the driver's seat, turned the car because if he hadn't, they would have gone straight into a rock wall. Whereas he turned it, it went off the edge and into the front of the house hitting the two pylons. But the thing is, and in our family, we all laugh because they actually followed the exact route that I ran. So everyone says that they were trying to kill me.
It's like Indiana Jones out running that boulder.
Yes.
That is terrifying.
Oh, no.
All right, if you've got a story about a handbrake, give us a call this morning, 9414-1043 for your handbrake stories.
The Christian O'Connell Show podcast.
It's the Christian O'Connell Show. We're talking about the good old days of manual cars and handbrakes. And when you talk about handbrakes, you're really going to talk about one thing, rolling cars. It means a car rolling because somebody forgot to put the handbrake on. Christian, many years ago, my husband and I just bought our new home and we were worried that people could see through our curtains into our bedroom at night. So one night when we got home late, he went inside to put the light on. Well, I stood outside and looked. Next thing out of the corner of my eye, I see our car rolling backwards down the driveway, over the street, and into a tree on the opposite nature strip. I tried to scream, but like you were saying yesterday, there's something about voice at night. Meanwhile, my husband's inside, still laughing. He'd left the car in neutral with the handbrake off. That's from Tess. So yeah, we're working your handbrake stories this morning on 9414 1043. Who we got here? Kirk, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, Kirk. So what's your handbrake story?
When I was a child, I was still in a baby carrier, and my mother came home from shopping. We had an in-out driveway on a hill, so you come in the bottom, exit the top. She parked at the top of the driveway while my dad was mowing lawns out front. Got the shopping out of the car, put it on the ground, got me out of the car, put me on the ground, turned around, closed the door, and the car rolled down the hill into the corner of the house. Dad got all angry, gone, why didn't you put your handbrake on and all that sort of stuff? He jumped in the car, drove to the top of the driveway, got out, slammed the door, and the car rolled back into the house again.
This is like a kind of Sisyphus moment.
They're still trying to balance it at the top of the driveway to this very day.
So not only did Dad have to fix the car that weekend, he had to fix the house as well.
Incredible. Incredible story. Kirk, thank you very much for calling in about that. Have a great day.
No worries.
All right, if you've got any stories about handbrakes, give us a call. The Christian O'Connell Show podcast. We're talking about handbrake stories. Remember the days of handbrakes from cars? Christian, when I was a kid, my mum left the handbrake off when she went rushed to go and get some money out of an ATM whilst we were in the car. I just felt the car start moving, but there was no one. Mum wasn't in the car. Wasn't really sure what I was supposed to do. Did Mum mean it to happen? And it was gonna go around the corner and she'd jump in. I didn't even think to put the brake on or do anything. I just opened the door, went up to my mum, and the car started moving. And my sister was still in there down the road now. David, thank you very much for your story. Stephanie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Christian, Jack and Perth. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, mate. I hope you're having a good week.
Yes, yeah, great, thank you. Now, my story is we'd been out for dinner up in the Dandenong, and we used to live at Mount Evelyn. So we'd come down the steep road, the brakes had heated up, parked the car on our steep drive and ran in because it was pouring, and the brakes cooled down. It was in gear and the handbrake was on, but when the brakes cooled down, it must have slowly released and the car slid down the drive, across the road, over a little tree, thank goodness, which slowed it down, and then it ended up on top of the neighbour's car.
Oh, my God, and it mounted it.
Yep. And we got
one thing being rear-ended like that, but a mounting like that, no, sir. No.
Yeah. So we got a big knock on the door at 12:30. Yeah.
Big old knock on the door. Listen, your car is on top of mine, and he doesn't like it.
Yeah, it's like a David Attenborough documentary.
So he was a bit upset. But
he'd be more than a bit upset.
How do you get it down?
Yeah.
Well, we got a four-wheel drive and just pulled it.
No damage done, really.
Yeah. No, not
as good as new. Should be right. Good night,
no
neighbour.
No need to exchange details.
Rip that off.
Well, he knew where we lived.
Put some gaffer tape all over that car and you'll be fine.
Yeah, so that was funny.
Incredible.
It wasn't funny at the time, though.
No. But on reflection, it gets a bit funnier.
Yeah.
Lovely. Stephanie,
thanks again.
And you.
And love listening to the show.
Thank you, Stephanie. We love talking to you.
Okay, thanks again. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, guys. First time, long time.
Well, bless you. Now, Andrew, what's your handbrake story for us, mate?
Previous job I worked in, we had to hire a budget moving truck to get some furniture out of a customer's house. And in between taking it from the house to where it needed to go, I pulled into a Bunnings car park and kind of parked the truck up the top of the hill across a couple of car spots just so I could run into 7-Eleven. Went and got a pie and a coffee, came out, the truck was missing. I thought it had been stolen with customers' contents in the back, and then looked down the hill into the Bunnings car park, and there was probably about 20 people standing around the truck. So I ran down, And a gentleman there who was driving out of the Bunnings said he'd seen the truck rolling down the driveway with no one in it. Kind of panicked, watched it roll over one of the little garden beds, collect a bush, take that with it, and then park itself in between two cars pretty much perfectly.
No. I mean, this is why we need driverless cars.
Driverless parking, yeah.
Probably better done it than you did outside 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
just, it just wanted a snack, basically. Who can resist?
Oh, I was sick of the job, to be honest with you.
What a way to resign.
Wait, so besides the bush, no damage to any other cars or the vehicle?
Absolutely no damage. It had collected a bush from the nature strip that was stuck underneath the radiator.
I mean, that is a small miracle. I thought you were going to say it wiped out a load of cars, because you've never been to a Bunnings where there's not cars everywhere in the car park.
Yeah.
Like a car domino all going on as you're all sort of knocking into each other.
Yeah, I was very lucky. The people there were very surprised. And there was three young Bunnings.
You'd be incredibly surprised. You didn't have that in your bingo for what's going to happen today. Runaway budget truck parking itself at Bunnings. Well, do you know what, Andrew?
Yes.
You are our instant call of the week. You've just won $1,000.
Get out of town.
Get into town and into my budget van. Shut that door.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Great story, well told, Andrew. Really, really funny. You've won $1,000. Enjoy. You're our this week's caller of the week.
Amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you very much for sharing your stories. Mercedes-Benz Berwick. Trade in and get a minimum 5K, but it could be more. Every week on the show, when we hear a great story like Andrew's, you could be winning $1,000.
The Christian O'Connell Show Podcast.